It is 7:09. I think we have a quorum.
Yeah, Williamson.
And I'm going to call attendance, and we will just jump into it. It's going to be a quick meeting. So it is Monday, April 5th, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. It's the WBAI Committee of Inclusion. And if you just state your name, and we'll do attendance that way.
Yeah, William Hairwagon here.
Maria Barreto.
Ralph here.
Michael White here.
Nando Azarici.
Okay, and Serene, I am here. I didn't directly speak to Hazel. I texted her earlier, but I didn't follow up with a call, so we'll get to that. Okay, so there's not. I apologize for not getting the draft minutes out. You know what happened with one set of the minutes is that I relied mostly on the recording, and then the recording wasn't posted for a long time. William and Otis kept on not connecting. So by the time it was finally posted, I think I no longer had, I didn't have time before that meeting to actually listen and prepare the draft minutes. But they're there and they'll be coming. That's all I can tell you on that. Okay, so I sent and I'm sending more notes that I think are probably going to be a little more helpful. Okay, let's see who's on. I'm including Hazel, although she's not on the call because I already had her in the setup in the email to send. So I'm sending this note to William, Maria, Nando, Ralph, Michael, and Hazel. And it's just called ReWBAI, but not whatever. So ReWBAI Committee of Inclusion, April. Just sent to you at 7:12. Okay, what this reflects is that originally there were four members of the committee who came out of the LSB/PNB. And they took the decision to add seven more people by application and vote, and you know, and voting. So those four original people we know are Ralph, Michael, Hazel, and William. Okay. The seven people who were to be then added didn't all show up for meeting, didn't all respond. The question of whether they count as members, although they never responded to one email because they were accepted into the committee and therefore affected quorum, you know, it's sort of like, I'm forgetting the expression. It's not catch 22, I guess, where you can't have a meeting because you don't have enough people who are members. But on the other hand, unless the people who are members show up, the absence doesn't really count against the people who aren't showing up. Anyway, as things stand now, Nando, of course, is a member. He had missed previous meetings, but obviously he's interested. He's here. Maria has been attending meetings. This is an applicant by the name of Crawford, who, again, never responded one way or the other to say, thank you, I'm coming, or no, thank you, I can't participate. William has been attending. Hazel has been attending. Ralph has been attending. I have been attending. There's a woman named Terry St. Clair. She had actually come onto a call And I did not interpret what she said to us at that first meeting she attended as her saying she didn't want to be part of the committee. I thought she was saying she didn't remember applying. Sorry, I have a cough drop. She didn't remember applying and would want to get some more background information. At least that's how I took what I heard. Of course, I continued to contact her. She doesn't have email on it, but I would call her before the meeting. Anyway, she did, and Hazel and I made a bunch of calls to people, maybe it was, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. You know, three-week calls, people who either had not been present or whatever. So she did call me back. Terry did call me back to say she was not interested in continuing at this point. So there was a brother named Torres out in Woodward who had initially been one of the 7 elected people, but a lot was going on with him, and he didn't have the time to focus on the work. So he was probably the first person, I think, to say, well, I'm really no longer available. Take me out. Michael has been attended, and there's a sister named Laura who has attended one meeting. She, again, it's a situation where she doesn't have email, but, you know, I do call, I leave my number, I leave a message. And the last message I left was, if you are interested in attending the meeting, please either show up today, the 5th, or if for some reason you can't make the meeting but you're interested in continuing, please let me hear from you. And up to this afternoon, I called to make sure she remembered it. No one picked up. It just rang out and was discontinued. So on the list of people who have been, who are either present today or have been attending, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's Nando, it's Maria, it's William, it's Hazel, it's Ralph, it's me, it's Michael. So that's 7. So with 5 of us on the call, we definitely have quorum. I think the question, and please interrupt.
Well, I want to commend you for following up, not once or twice, but several times. It takes a lot of time and energy to follow up with so many people, and you know, you've gone out of your way, so I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for all your efforts.
Oh, more than welcome. You know, it's work that I think is important. I think it's important to everybody who applied. I think just, you know, it's just been a very difficult, a very unexpected difficult time, and not everybody has been able to say, hey, I still want to do this, or I don't want to do this, or whatever. But I'm glad, you know, we're hopefully getting some of it done. Any questions or comments so far? Okay. So what we had done by way of collecting information, we collected some information about the program grid. There are a number of issues, maybe is a better way to put it, right? We had gotten some demographic information, but we'd also, this is the information that we got was dated, right? I mean, we got this information, I think, in maybe October. But what happens with the program grid, as I understand it, is you could get a grid, and I'm not saying that was the case with this particular one, but you could get a grid this week that has some programmers on it but not other programs, because they have this rotation schedule where every week different programs are preempted or specials or something. You know what I mean? So I could be looking at, I don't know for sure, but we could have been, the grid that we worked on could have been a grid that was in operation the week of October 28th, but may not have included people who would have shown up on the grid 2 weeks later on November 14th. So the status of the information... The status of the information and that particular grid, or whether that was like a whole grid and preemptions were not part of it, I think is a question. What's your question, Michael?
I'm going to suggest that to avoid that problem, you ask Bertold for a copy of the grid, not for a particular week, but the grid as it exists without the preemptions, and he should be able to give that to you. He has it.
I don't know, because we have, both William and I have written to him and asked that we be given an upgraded, updated grid, because I'm pretty sure I remember some things being there and some things not. And it's not my job to figure out who's off the schedule because they're off the program and who's off the schedule that week. But we have made that request previously. Additionally, we have repeated, we have requested information about the breakdown in terms of interns, volunteers, contractors, etc. We never got one, so that's not even a matter of it being needing to be updated. We never got that. We never got one with regard to the paid staff. In fact, I came across a copy of the public file, and there were maybe six or seven countries where our interns sourced from. I don't know in which generation or whatever, but you know, I said, well, you know, you do have some information in the public file about the interns. Is it possible that you could prepare something and send it to us? Or, and, you know, that has, I know everybody's doing 12 jobs and innovating all the time, but it doesn't really make sense to try to put together a report if you only have half of the information. So we should decide how we want to go forward on trying to collect the information from management that's supposed to be the basis of the report. And again, you know, I know people are doing their best. So there's the issue then again. Now I'll put some questions together and copy you all. I know everybody's got there's like email fever happening. But I think we can at least establish what we have again in a final attempt to do it. Otherwise, you can't prepare a report without data. I'd say either there's a commitment to getting the information in or there isn't. The other thing...
how do you suggest we proceed?
Sorry?
How do you suggest we proceed to get this information?
Well, I'm going to assume the very best of intentions here. And I'm going to prepare another list.
As Michael suggested, send an email directly to Bert and requesting the information of the most updated, most recent, as, you know, as requested, you know, prior, and hopefully he'll respond. I mean, everyone is working with minimal resources, and, you know, this thing with the COVID, nobody's at, you know, people are working remotely.
Yeah.
So just try one more time, as Michael mentioned, send it by email, and hopefully he'll respond and send us all the latest.
I have, and I will. But, you know, it's like these are projects. I mean, this is work that we've offered to do, but it doesn't mean that I have to send you 10 emails to get a response. I didn't sign up for that.
Has he responded to any of your emails?
He has not provided any of the information that I've requested. Now, I get it that
But has he responded to any of your emails, that he's working on it, or he'll get back to you?
No.
Or no. Okay.
No. You know, and I every listener has at least 10 complaints. Every staff person has at least 10 complaints. But, we don't just send email so we could share. We could have the joy of hitting send. You know, you send it because you want to move on, get what you have to do done, and move on with it. But I will put all of that together, and I will copy you all on the email. I've copied William on some since he's a committee chair. I've copied Ralph on some because I don't know. I think keeping your PNB directors informed about what you're doing is a good idea. But I will make the request again. What I was hoping we could touch base briefly about is in terms of expanding the group again, is how people would want to proceed in terms of adding members. It's for people who have smartphones and so forth, you know, just saying, oh, let people apply online is one thing. But the last time, actually, I think William bought a voicemail service as well as the Google application thing that Andrea had set up for us so we could get people's applications online. As a practical matter, I mean, I have a smartphone for what it's worth, but I recognize that not everybody does. But I also recognize that there's some things that you just need to have access in order to really participate. So, I don't know, I'd kind of like to, I'm not taking the responsibility of calling anybody, you know, to say there's a meeting coming up, to say you missed the meeting, here's what we covered. Here, the next, I can't take on that responsibility. If there's someone else who is willing to do that for someone, that's great.
Well, Shireen, wait a minute. Why don't we just go with 7 as a base number, leave the applications over, leave it open, and then maybe ask people to take turns making phone calls. But let's start with 7 so that we can make decisions and get something done.
No, we have 7. But for example, look, we have no one on this committee that I know of who's LGBT. The trans community is hugely under attack. Has been for, of course, for a long time. But, you know, we have no one, we have very few people on staff and no one doing political programming and no one very active that I'm aware of from the Asian American Pacific Islander community here in New York, where we started a program called Radio Bandung, 30, 40 years ago? You know what I mean? So it would be great to have the active input from those communities. How do we get to them and let them know we want to work with them? And then how do we... What process do we use? Do we just say, listen, if you're interested in working with the Committee of Inclusion, send us an email to such and such. And maybe 4 Asian people, you know, people of Asian ancestry will apply. And we then, quote, choose among that group if we're trying to do 2 from that community. How do people want to proceed? Or...
Can something be added on the website, on the WBAI website, to that effect?
First of all, you know, we're going through another bylaws referendum starting in a minute, and then we're going through, and depending on the result there, we'll be going through another set of local station board elections. I just don't know that people... either have that endless bandwidth that you need, because you know you can have a smartphone, but if you don't have good web connectivity, you could sit there and the wheel will spin. I mean, we could put it on the website, but whatever we put on the website, we really have to put on the air, because the point is, how do you get the message to the people that the opportunity exists?
Well, maybe somebody from management can make an announcement on the air the same way they make announcements about fundraising and other issues going on. Maybe they're able to make an announcement as per what we're looking for as part of the Committee of Inclusion to include other people like from the trans community, political programming, Asian community, and so on.
Okay. Well,
Michael White, to the sec.
Yes, Michael.
One suggestion is William, as chair, when he does his report to the LSB and to the attending public, can announce that we're looking for people.
Okay, the next, what's today? Today's the 5th. Okay, so you know we have more than a week before the next LSB meeting, so why don't we just bat some ideas around us on email so that when William gives his report, it could include not just the announcements of the 10 people other than the board who show up at these meetings, but a way of really getting to the people who listen to and support the station. But please respond to the email when it hits your box. Yes? Can we agree?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And are we looking to add 4 more people? I think 11 is a nice number because it allows for work to get done without one person hopefully being stuck doing everything. You know what I mean? Who can really share the work?
Yeah, it should be a shared responsibility. You know, that's what committees are about.
But they used to say, "What many hands make work light." All right.
Michael White to the stack.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael.
Just one thought, since we've in this meeting been giving a lot of time to the work of trying to fill in the spaces and adjust for the people who haven't been showing up, is that if we have a thin pool of candidates, so that we have people who are not that enthusiastic about attending, so that it becomes a lot of work to find them and get them on the board, we actually reduce our work by taking the candidates who are really interested, and that may we may be able to do better if we reduce the number, unless we think we can get a better group of candidates the second time around.
Yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily use the phrase a better group. I think that the many phases and aspects of this pandemic will be written about for the next 100 years, but we've got to live through the next 100 days. And folks are just reeling, some folks are in safer positions than others on all levels, and folks are trying to focus on what they can do, what they must do, what they don't really want to do. I don't know if it's a better group. I don't think you're judging them because I don't think you know most of the people we're even talking about, but I think that folks might have signed up for something that they then couldn't follow through on. And there's no shame in saying, hey, I thought I could do this, but I can't. However, here's my suggestion. So we need people to not just agree when we sit and talk like this, but to then actually follow up and say, well, I think this is a better question, or that frames it better, or whatever. But actually follow through on the conversation about how we get the work of the committee done and improve, not just our station, because it's never just been about our station, right? Otherwise, 20 of us can sit in a room and say, aren't we great? The issue is making things better for our neighbors.
Michael White to the stack?
Yes, Michael.
Maureen, did you honestly think that I was judging these people and attempting to shame them?
I just said I preferred we wouldn't use the term a better group.
More representative group. How's that sound?
It sounds like I promised you guys a 30-minute meeting and it's at 35 minutes.
Dampens the brakes. Serene?
Yes.
And Ralph and Michael and Maria, since I don't know if I'm going to sort of go off the tangent here a little bit with the current discussion, but since this is my first meeting, I want to get a handle on the original, or kind of recapture the original intent, the mission of the committee, so I could then apply those principles or those intentions to whatever is discussed. So what is the purpose of the committee so I could start to really catch up and sort of associate one thing with the other?
Sure. Very generically speaking. Well, someone else want to take it?
Good idea. Okay. Ralph or Michael?
Go ahead, Serene. You're doing it. You got the mic.
Okay. So, very generically speaking, the purpose of the Committee of Inclusion is to examine the diversity of the staff, the programming, the listenership, insofar as we can measure it, of the station, to see, to in comparison, if you will, with the communities that it serves. In terms, I mean, now we're online, so we're a rural community, but you know, in terms of area communities, how well are we serving, or how well are we operating internally when you look at area demographics? So, if Latinos are 40% of the general New York listening area, but they are 5% of the programming and 2% of the staff, you know, who's looking at really bringing those communities in and really looking at whether what we are saying is consistent with what we are doing?
All right. Ralph here.
Go ahead, Ralph.
And you might add that this examination is always necessary for any and every institution that is looking to improve. Period.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell as to the mission statement and what this Committee of Inclusion really is focusing on or wants to focus on by getting everyone's input, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, I'm interested in what Mike's, Michael take is. Michael?
Yes, there's Michael.
Go ahead.
I think that we're looking at opportunities and working as a double check to make sure that we're not missing people that we should be trying to bring in and include and better represent.
Great. No, so then, you know, I'm all for that. Obviously, being a voice for that particular, how can I say, situation that you mentioned, Serene, about Latinos being 35% of the population here in New York, and the programming at an institution like BAI
we roughly, you know, if we have 10 hours or 12 hours of the 168 hours, anyway, it's a very low percentage. But the main thing is getting back now to the workload, if I may call it that. Perhaps, Serene, we could take turns because and doing certain things and reaching Bert and Linda or whoever we have to reach, being that they are basically the ones running the show, and their excuse would be they're overwhelmed here and there. So maybe we have to have an extra effort to make sure we get what we need from them, and maybe we could take turns. And I don't know if the benefit to that is that they could see that we have a committee, that everyone is active, and if this person doesn't, you know, if you don't hear from this person again, you're going to hear from another one in the committee, and it could be a more consistent sort of like pursue of the facts. I don't know if that kind of fits in with.
Well, you know, I take your point. I think one thing that we have to set goals. I think we have to set timelines, mm-hmm. and then we have to be disciplined because
create a timeline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
This is May, and there's so many other intervening things. I mean, we're looking at major city elections here. You know, I'm not even talking about the burbs, quote, burbs, right? We're looking at what we need to do for our communities here. We need to make sure people understand how this new to most people voting system works, and how your ranking works, and actually that parallels the voting system within Pacifica itself. But there's so many things coming at people at once. A timeline is really key to making sure mm-hmm. that we're all focused on important deadlines that we can't miss.
Right.
You know. So let's knock around.
Well, if you send an email tomorrow as a final follow-up regarding the previous requests that were already sent, give them a timeline that by this Friday we need the response. Because when you request something to someone and you don't give them a due date, then it'll just stay lingering.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, if there's anything that Maria and I can do on the show as far as announcing certain things, either about the committee itself or a particular issue that's being addressed by the committee, or people to the committee to point out a certain situation, not necessarily to become or whatever, let us know. I mean, I don't see any, Maria, I don't see anything, you know, that it will take too much time from us to the audience, you know, a couple of issues that we may want to present.
I wish I'd gotten to you last week, but maybe you can reach out to folks by email or on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things.
And we could do that announcement also, not only in English, but in Spanish, and I can
right.
get it translated. We can, you know, reach
okay.
out that way as well.
We have 48 hours before an important membership deadline. Now, many people have probably already supported because it gives you a year look back, if you will, in terms of your membership. But the issues, the details about the issues themselves are important, but it's really important that people make sure they've made, you know, at least their $25 contribution. Make that they do it by this coming Wednesday, April 7th, by midnight. Because it's going to affect, well, obviously it's money coming into the station, and the station will be very happy about that. But that deadline controls votes that are going to shape how Pacifica operates. So at least the next 3 years. And frankly, once you give up power, nobody's going to come back and say, oh, we want you to vote again the way you used to. That doesn't happen. So I'm going to send just a note out to this group saying, you know, please remind all your friends, your allies, your whatever, make sure people have contributed by Wednesday. And then that gives us enough breathing room to explain to people what the next layer looks like, inside the station, outside the station.
Okay.
Right? So I'll send that tonight before I go.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, great. Our regular meeting is supposed to be the first Monday in of each month, which would put us May 3rd, Monday, May 3rd. Everybody good with that? We hope to be very productive between now and then.
Sounds good.
Can you repeat that again, Shireen?
Monday, May 3rd. I'm going to send that out tonight.
That's our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, it's the first Monday of every month?
Yeah.
So to speak?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll wait for the information that you're going to email. And so are we basically closing off this meeting then?
I know you all want to stay, but I want to go. Yeah, I would say we're adjourned. Everybody good? Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, that was a very good meeting.
Thank you all.
And okay. Nando, thanks for coming on board as well. We were missing you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm glad that like you kind of noted that Shireen, you know, went the extra mile and she did reach out to me. And she made another effort, and then obviously I had to respond in a positive fashion, and I'm here. Thanks to Shireen just following up. So
love your energy, brother. Happy to have you.
All right, guys. Michael, Ralph, Shireen, Maria, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much.
Ciao.
Right. Ciao, bye. Guys.
Looking forward to the email. Bye bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.